Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Okay, party people, welcome back to the Daily Practice and happy Monday. I hope you are feeling so rested and charged and just feeling so ready for this brand new week ahead. I am here with a new theme for the week, and we're going to talk a little bit about self-care today. Of course, this is a self-care podcast. We talk about self-care every week. But what I want to do today and throughout this week ahead is focus a little bit of extra attention on that one area of your well-being where you need just a little kick in the butt to stay motivated. I know there's an area of your self-care, of your health, of your well-being, where it's just a little bit more challenging to stay consistent and disciplined in your self-care practices. We all have this. We can't stay on top of everything all the time. We can't be perfect in every area all the time. But if you're anything like me, chances are you tend to fall in and out of inspiration and motivation to take good care of yourself in different areas of your life. So I know there's that one area of your well-being where right now you just want to step up your game, but it's really hard, where you could use a bit of motivation to actually stay dedicated, or where you just need a little bit more support to actually be able to take good care of yourself. Now, that might be your physical health. It might be something around your movement practices, how you're moving your body. It could be your digestion. It could be your immunity. It could be how you're sleeping, how you're resting. Maybe it's stress that you want to tend to and take care of, or perhaps it's your spiritual health or your emotional well-being, or maybe your mental health. There's one area of your well-being that needs tending to right now, but it's just hard for whatever reason. So that's the area of your self-care practices and the area of your health that I want you to focus on throughout this week. We are going to push ourselves a little bit to really take care of an area of our well-being that we have been neglecting lately.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So if you take a moment right here, right now, just to tune in. If you get really intuitive in this moment, I think you already know which part of your well-being you have been neglecting lately. It could be how you are nourishing yourself. Maybe there's a habit that you want to break out of. Maybe you feel a little bit stagnant or stuck. Maybe you have been sick. It's been winter. We're just entering spring. Maybe you've had the same kind of flu and cold going round and round. Especially if you have kids at home, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. Maybe there is something really specific, like you have pain in one area of your body and you want to take care of yourself better, or you want to heal something, some part of your well-being where you need a little kick in the butt to actually get going and to step up your game. That's what you are going to focus on this week. The reason I feel motivated to have this be our theme of the week is that I have been dealing with some really intense back pain for the past few weeks. And it's just so very obvious to me that this is coming my way because I have not been kind enough to my body lately. I have been kind of going all in with different kinds of movement practices, and I haven't given myself enough space to really warm up. I haven't been stretching well in the last week. I've felt tension starting to build, and then I've been a little bit careless around how I'm carrying heavy things around the house and wanted to put our outdoor furniture on the patio. And I've been carrying my little one on my back in a little backpack for a week straight. I've just been doing some things that haven't been really very smart. And even when my body was telling me, hey, you need to slow down. Hey, you need to carry less. Hey, you need to chill out at the gym. I ignored it and I went all in anyway. So I needed a little kick in the butt to actually take better care of my back and my back health, particularly my upper back. It feels so tense and so tight. And I really need that little bit of time at the end of the day to do something healing for my back. And I've fully fallen out of that. I need a little bit of self-massage. I need to lie down on the floor and do a bit of stretching or put my legs up the wall. I need some body work. There are just a few things there that I find a bit boring and I tend to just not prioritize. And yeah, I need that kick in the butt to stay motivated to take good care of my back. What about you? Okay, that was me. What about you? What area of your well-being have you been neglecting lately? Where is your body or your heart really talking to you? How has your body been communicating with you lately around something it is asking of you? Are you getting frequent headaches all the time? Are you not hydrating enough? Are you drinking tons of coffee and not getting nearly enough water? Have you been skipping taking your vitamins or your supplements lately? Are you staying up really late, getting terrible sleep? Are you snoozing in the morning, kind of rushing out the door, not feeling good? What is it about your well-being that just isn't feeling great right now? And how can you give yourself that little kick in the butt to take extra good care of yourself? Our intention this week I will push myself to take care of an area of my well-being that I have been neglecting. This week, I will push myself to take care of an area of my well-being that I have been neglecting. I'm sure you already know which area of your life you're going to be focusing on this week. I'll be back tomorrow with a deepening so we can get some clarity around the work we're going to do and, of course, get started. I hope you have a beautiful rest of this Monday, and I'll be back tomorrow.